You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's 27 minutes to 9 o'clock. Remember our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Somebody says, Ustad, that for I have to pay zakat on a flat that I let out. Rent is used for my living expenses. For example, my lights, rates, etc. Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If a person has 2-3 properties, flats, or a person has 2-3-4-5 vehicles, so on the properties, there's no zakat. Likewise, on the vehicles, there's no zakat. But if you are letting it out, then on the income that you receive, there will be zakat after your expenses. So every month, you are saving 1,000 rand from there. So end of the year, you have 10,000-12,000 rand. You know the nisab for zakat is 8,000, so on that 10,000 or 12,000 or 15,000, whatever, so on that there will be zakat. Similarly, you got 3-5 vehicles, you are using 1-2 of them, but the others you go and make it like a taxi. So you must remember, on the vehicle itself, there will not be any zakat, but on the income derived, there will be zakat after all expenses incurred, just like the example of the flat. If you are selling the vehicles, you bought it with the intention to sell, you bought the flat with the intention to resell it, then there will be zakat on the flat and on the vehicles. You take the current market value and 2.5% zakat will be compulsory.
Listener says, I used to help a friend of mine always, Ustad, and now I can't manage. She is cross with me. What must I do, Ustad?
So remember that is Babul Ihsan. Ihsan, you're just doing a favor. There's no need for her to get angry and cross and all that. You were just doing it out of the goodness of your heart. So remember that she should thank you, not go and make a big fuss about it and be upset with you. People today, when you do them a favor and then it carries on, then they think that you're obligated to carry on. No, there's no such thing like that. Remember, you're just doing them a favor, and if you can't manage, so then there's no problem, there's no sin upon you.
Somebody says, dear Mufti Saab, organizations already sent out for what is happening in Turkey. Who should we give it to, bar? I have a factory in Pretoria. They say I need to spend or else Allah won't give me more bar. What must I do, Ustad?
Remember, when an organization tells you all that, you must never give them 1 cent and so forth. You must remember that. Because why? They're trying to intimidate you. When you spend, it must come from the bottom of your heart. Not because you want to please this person or that person or impress somebody and so forth and so on. So my advice to you, if you want to give a substantial amount, so we all know the people are suffering there, Turkey, Syria, and all these places there. If you can go, what's the groups of people that are going and so forth and so on, so mashallah, very, very good. Remember that, there won't be any problem. I heard, you can confirm, and I'll take the name also, our Mohana Ahmed Dokrat, you know, who sends the nasiha to me every day, and inshallah, then we send it out. So I believe that inshallah, in a few days time or 1-2 weeks time, they will be going that side there. So you contact him, he's 100% reliable, and inshallah you ask him that what money they're accepting and so forth and so on. So if you know people who are 100% reliable, so then remember, you send with them. So Maulana Ahmed Dokrat, we got 100% confidence in him. So inshallah, that if they can, then they will help you and assist you. Likewise, I announced this morning that in our program before Fajr Salat, that the people in PE, I have a lot of friends and students there, mashallah, so they send me updates from there. Remember, it's a crisis situation there regarding the water and so forth, acute shortage. So those of you who want to contribute, so I sent out the other day last week, you must remember all the details of Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmed Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah, So remember that the Dini projects, they got there 2023. So all the accounts and all that are there. So you can contribute to them also. And inshallah, it will help the madrasas, the boreholes, whatever you want to do. So inshallah, you contribute. So contribute to such people that you know you got 100% confidence in them. Not you contribute to people and organizations that half the money goes away. They're flying business class, but they're using your money. And then they will be staying in 5-star hotels and 3-star, 4-star hotels and all that with your money, and so forth and so on. So these are mufatiya organizations. You must remember that. So many of them, we exposed them already. So therefore, such organizations, you must not give a cent. And remember, I meet them in the plane and they're sitting business class. And I ask them, where are you all going? So they say they're going here and there. So I ask, who's paying? They look down, you know. So you must remember this. That is how they abuse the public funds. And while speaking about that, let me go to another topic also. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taqumu sa'a, qiyamah will not come, hatta yatabaha an-nasu fil masajid, till the people show off regarding their masajid and mosque and so forth. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Now every week you're finding this masjid here undergoing renovation, that masjid there we're building new, but in that area there are already 2-3 masjid and so forth. Why? It's just to show off. You must remember, majority of the time, that we want to put this gadget and this musalla and this and all these things here. And how much is the bill? 10 million, 30 million, 50 million, 100 million South Africa you will find masajid and so forth. So remember, this kind of masajid, we mustn't give a cent, if you ask me. When people are living in, you know, in real poverty, in squalor, and we go bust up 50 million, 100 million for one masjid, where there's no need for a masjid, first and foremost. If that area doesn't have a masjid, then there's a different issue. You take lands, we got 50 masjids, but yet they're putting up other masjids. Now I'm asking you, what is the need for that? There's absolutely no need. So whether it's this party or that party, it doesn't matter. We must speak the truth. So remember that. That is to defend the Sharia.
So, Ustad, what are the restrictions on Arabs in Israel? Anonymous, Ustad.
So, remember, the harami traitors who made peace, so-called peace, so they can go in there from United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Jordan and, you know, Egypt. But no, very few go, because remember, this is at government level. But if you ask the Egyptians, you ask the Jordanians, you ask the Bahrain people, Emiratis, and all these people, Moroccans, they're marching so many times. So 90% of the populations, they hate what their government is doing, so therefore they don't go and so forth. But the people who are there, remember, the Palestinians, everything of theirs is monitored. So they'll have checkpoints, they'll have different number plates, they'll have different zones. They can't use certain roads, they can't go to the airport and use the airline from Tel Aviv. And you want to come tell me Israel is not an apartheid regime? 100% terrorist, not see and our apartheid regime it is. And Netanyahu, the war criminal, says he will make peace with the Arab nations first and then he will talk with peace with the Palestinians. We don't need that. By that time you will be in jail, inshallah. Every day we make dua. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, how you put Olmet in prison, how you might put Katzef in prison, so put this harami also in prison, he and his partner in crime, Ben Gwer, another terrorist and Zionist harami, he wants to just shoot and kill the Palestinians. So remember, these are the people who need to go to prison and jail. So that is the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Allahu Akbar. What dua can one read for one's teachers, Ustad?
Always make dua. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Man allamani harfan fa wa maulaya. The person who taught me one word, remember, is my master. So he did ihsan upon us, is our favor. So if they're alive, so go to them, take their duas and so forth. And if they passed away with Iman, Islam, because we have non-Muslim teachers also. I remember so many of my teachers were non-Muslims, primary school, high school and so forth, university. university also. So when they passed away with Iman, Islam, then you read Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, and forgive the believers the day the reckoning is established. Let me make one thing very clear here now. So obviously we don't mention names and organizations or whatever, but we know of people who became Hafiz in certain places, they became Ali, Molvi and whatever in certain places, but they broke the hearts of their teachers so much because of TV and what corruption and so forth. So remember, those are manhus people. They are the people who are deprived of the du'as of their teacher. I told some of my students, you must remember, you must take my name out from your certificate. I don't consider you as my student. You are defrocked, you understand? So we take you out. We don't consider. Even when they meet me, they can see the anger in my eyes and so forth. So you're depriving yourself. You must remember that you never did us a favor. We did you a favor by teaching you and so forth. But again, you must remember, when that pride and arrogance comes in, so then they feel they're justified and then they get disgraced in this world. How many of them are so disgraced and so forth? لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. You close the masjid, all that before time and so forth, so and so, and justify it. You know what a crime that is. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved place by Almighty Allah is the masjid. And when you enter, you say, اللَّهُمْ افْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy. But you go and tell people this virus and super virus and all that. So what happens in cases like that? It's a serious, serious offense. And people who sit on the fence, they're guilty of a major offense.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Is Mufti AK afraid going for Umrah or Hajj because of the Arabs, Ustad?
So what, we have to be afraid for them? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as the days of Qiyamah comes, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Can't you see? Saudi Arabia is run by Kuffar. United Arab Emirates is run by non-Muslims. Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all run by non-Muslims. So what, you have to be afraid for them? You must expose them. If you're afraid, you don't speak anything and so forth. So I decided, now I travel so many countries of the world. Alhamdulillah, I don't want to go Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland also, and leave other countries also. So we visited them. Now quietly we sit here at home. My voice reaches them, so what I have to go there for? The Jutlas are listening to me and recording my programs. So remember, what you think of those Arab chamchas and all of them? They got spies everywhere. So alhamdulillah, we will speak the truth without fear and favor.
Someone says, Ustaz, that is an engagement process allowed before marriage? Because my sister is having a big engagement party in Dubai, but very strict, Ustaz.
Ah, very strict. Is all satanic activities that. Why are you going to Dubai? Just to show people we're going to have it there at this hotel and this hotel. How much spent? $100,000, $50,000 and all that. Absolutely haram, A to Z. Remember that. Chapter 17, verse 27. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. People who squander their wealth, remember this, on this wedding and engagement and that, they become the brothers of Satan and Lucifer. There is a thing like engagement. We call it khitbah. So my son is getting married to Mohan Arafat's daughter. His son is getting married to my daughter. So both parties, we reach an agreement and so forth. So now both parties have agreed, my son, your daughter, or vice versa. So that you call khitbah. And then you must get them married as soon as possible. So it is just a promise from both sides. It's not a license for them to go and date and court and smooch and touch one another. All that is haram. So remember, engagement will be called a khitbah. With a kasra, a zair on the kha, on the khe. And on the day of the nikah, like Saturday I had to perform a nikah. So then you deliver, you render the khutbah. And then you perform the nikah. So that is khutbah. So that is there. But once you start doing all this, now we all have to go to Dubai and so forth and so on. We reject that totally, all that. And all this is what? Man samma asamma Allahu bihi. When you want to show off and that, manji poiri, manji dikri, manji dadi, I'm going to get them married and engage in Dubai and here and there and what? 90%, 80%, those marriages don't last. We don't say all, but we will say many of them, they don't last. And why? Your intention was tainted, polluted. So in this world, Almighty Allah disgraces them already. The hadith is authentic in Musnad Ahmad. So remember, we dead against all these type of things.
I see Tulani is listening to us this evening. He says, AKC, which African countries would you recommend for someone who has never been to Africa? Tulani, Ustad.
Today, this morning, I spoke on Botswana. You, Tulani, you're not on my group. Write it down, Tulani. I think in the morning you listen to me with one ear and one eye is open and the other eye is closed. So now both eyes are open and both ears are open. Write it down. 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184. This morning I spoke about Botswana and Gaborone. You know that their currency is much stronger than South Africa. South Africa, if you want $1, you pay more than 17 rand per dollar. And if you go Botswana, Gaborone and all that, you will pay between 12 and 13 or something like that. Or maybe 14 or so. So it's much stronger than South Africa. Their petrol price is much cheaper than South Africa. So yeah, we pay 20 rand, 21 rand, and more, depending on octane and 93, 95. You go there, you pay 14, 15 rand, maximum 16 rand per liter. And remember, they have political stability, economic stability. It's a small country, 2.5 million people. We got 55, 60 million people with all the illegals. So if you want to, you go there, Botswana, and go see it. And Tulani, if in your pocket you got some Mali, so then Tulani lo Mali, then you must go and invest there. They got a lot of diamonds there. You see, with the Ukraine and Russian war, so they made 5 billion, you must remember, US dollars in this past 1 year in their diamonds and so forth. So Tulani, what you say? You're going to go Botswana? So that I got nothing to do with them. I'm answering your question. So it won't cost you a lot of money. You just go by taxi, by car, by plane if you want to. And then you go there and you go visit there. There's a lot of wildlife there, nice wild parks there and so forth. You go to Gaborone, 250,000 people there, and you go to Francistown and 100,000 people there plus minus. So good place there. Maybe you go there, you come back double. I don't know, Tulani. You understand? You see Maulana Arafat. Even Botswana, he brought someone from there. So this type of things here. So maybe you follow him. I don't know from Maulana Arafat.
Tulani, I would just like to know if a female set for Sunnah itikaf, Ustad, and then went into the state of Hayth, how much she make up for it? My Sheikh says, no need to make it up. He says, Allah loves me, Ustad.
So you must remember this. The first issue here is this. Is the itikaf for ladies and so forth? That the Sunnah itikaf. So remember, majority scholars say no, you can't make itikaf in your house and all that. La itikaf illa fil masajid is sahih hadith, authentic hadith. Go open Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. Quran says, wala tubashiruhunna wa antum akifuna fil masajid. So that the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's verdict. Only Hanafis say for the ladies that they can make itikaf at home, in their houses and so forth. That's the first issue. When you made intention that you want to sit for the last 10 days of Ramadan, the sunnah itikaf, there are conditions. You must not be in your menses, you must not be in your nifas, your postnatal. If you are married, you must take permission from your husband, and if you're not married, permission from your father. So all these are conditions and so forth. Then after, you were not expecting it, but you ate a lot of khajur and dates and Tamar and Rutab and what have you. So now after 3, 4, 5 days, then the last 10 days, your menses napaki started. So what the sheikh told you, I don't know who he is, but he gave you the total wrong fatwa and all that. Allah loves you, he's buttering you up, and he's got a hidden agenda maybe as well. So you know, ladies, they fall for all this flatter and all that there. So don't fool yourself with all these things here. Qadha is compulsory for 24 hours. When a person breaks their itikaf, be uzrin or be ghairi uzrin, because of a uzr, for example, like your menses and so forth, or the man, they were sitting in a masjid and then his father or mother or somebody passed away, so he broke the itikaf, so one day's qadha, 24 hours is compulsory. So from maghrib to maghrib you sit there, and you must be fasting the normal fast. So whether it is in Ramadan or out of Ramadan, so that is the fatwa. And if you want, go open Badai'u Sana'i and all these books. The Hanafi fatwa is there. Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, there's no qadha, nothing. But Hanafi's qadha, that what your sheikh told you, totally wrong. And tell him he mustn't give fatwa if he doesn't know how to give fatwa.
So what can you read, Ustaz, to get someone back to Islam?
Remember, if a person was born a Muslim or a person embraced Islam, then he or she, Allah forbid, they became non-Muslim, they became murtad, then there's a death penalty. And death penalty is for both parties, the male and female. And that is the correct version and verdict in a proper Islamic country, which we don't have. And the verdict of Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, the hadith of Umme Marwan is mentioned, remember, in Dara Qutni. So the Hanafi say, if it's male, then the death penalty, and is female, then you must incarcerate them, imprison them, hatta tatub aw tamut. So that is the Hanafi verdict, but majority don't agree. They say death penalty for both parties, and that call is rajih and preferred. Anyway, the point here is this: now that person realizes their mistake, that they became Christian or Jew or Hindu or whatever else, and now they want to come back into Islam, so you must tell them, they must make sincere tawbah and read the kalima. If they married, they have to repeat the nikah and so forth. If the person does not want to come back, then say, Allahumma hdina wahdi bina waj'alna sababal liman ihtada. Ya Allah, give us guidance, make us a means that we make other people also embrace Islam and so forth. Take their name and say, Ya Allah, bring them back to Islam. For us, we don't know what will happen in the future. So always, whether we born Muslim or we embrace Islam, read chapter 3, surah 3, surah Al-Imran, verse number 8. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us hidayat, guidance, iman, Islam. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. O Almighty Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. Inna Antal Wahhab, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Chapter 3, verse 8. And always read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, let me die with Iman and unite me with the pious people. Today we got 2 janazah notices. There might be many more, but I know of 2. So, my good friend, Abdul Haq Abdul Qadir, there was a very senior alim there in Durban. I met him also. Hazrat Mohana Abdul Qadir Sahib, he was in Chatsworth and so forth. He passed away. I was in his janazah also in Grey Street Jumma Masjid many years ago. Today his son passed away, Abdul Haq Abdul Qadir Rahimahullah, and his janazah was after Asr day in Marlborough. And likewise, our Mona Ismail Katrada Rahimahullah Freyhead, his sister also passed away. So all might Allah grant all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, all the bereaved families, all might Allah grant them sabre jameel.
I've got Sister Zainab in Egypt, Ustad. She says, please pray for Egypt. For Egypt, life is extremely expensive. For an ordinary person, beggars have increased more, Ustad.
Not only sister, dad, the life is gone expenses and expensive and ghaliya and so forth. Everything starts from the top, my sister Zainab. And nasu ala dini mulukihim. You know, you are Arab, you know these things here. Yeah? So remember, when your government is so corrupt and so forth, so then that filters down. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You know your Egypt leaders, they went to India. For what? They're not in interested in Islam and so forth. They want to make more and more deals with the Indian government, who are massacring the Muslims, and you know, the butcher of Gujarat. All that is there. So the corruption is there. So therefore Egypt has become, you must remember, a terrible country for the masses. Everything is spiraling out of control. You go to Tunisia, everything is rationed. Bread is rationed, milk is rationed, so sugar will be rationed, all that. And you will go the same direction. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Because your Azhar is also corrupted to the core. You must remember that. They stand with the Pope and all that, and they speak of interfaith and all, and say we can make this compromise, all that. All this is kufr, you must remember. People promoting blasphemy, and they expect the mercy of Allah. It doesn't work like that, my sister Zainab. If you want taqwa, if you want barakah, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The people of the town and city and country must have true iman, true taqwa and piety, stay away from sins and carry out the commands of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we will open the heavens and the earth, and the barakah will come. Taliban, the world hates them. India went there to make deals with them. Why? Because the Taliban found gold, they found oil, they have lithium, the most in the world. So that is Almighty Allah's system. All the khazain, the treasures, are by Almighty Allah. He will give whoever he wants to.
9 o'clock, we go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Don't go away, stay tuned.